guys, and welcome back to another episode of Every Fan for Himself.
You made it. You made it here.
We're here.
You did it.
Welcome back, everybody.
I'm Jaren Jolly.
I'm Eli Webb.
I'm Jason Kenny.
Today's episode will leave you gasping for breath and shocked and stunned.
It's going to hurt your family. It's going to hurt you.
It's going to break apart relationships.
It's going to take your job.
Oh my gosh.
But before that,
enjoy.
Let's
get some
news
going.
Let's start with news, yeah.
Eli, hit us.
Okay. Big news. Last episode, we mentioned that Star Wars Episode 9 lost its director, Colin Trevorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we found out that they have announced their director, and it's J.J. Abrams.
J.Abrams, dog.
I'm so happy. J.J. Abrams.
I'm really, really happy.
I'm happy because it's safe.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. Yeah. It is a very safe move by Disney.
Yeah, but it's just, I remember J.J. Abrams said after he read the script for Episode 8 that he wished he had stayed on to direct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was actually pretty bummed, and so I'm thrilled that he has the chance now to come back.
What I honestly hope is that they give him a little bit more creative control, because I feel like the first one, 7, they had a really clear set kind of idea of what they wanted it to be.
I don't know
be.
How much J.J. was involved with it, because maybe he was part of that. Though.
Here's the thing
Number
with
seven?
Disney movies,
yeah,
though.
I think he instrumental was a in big that. Part of the...
Why not, him and Lawrence Kasdan wrote the script.
Yeah, so I think it really was.
The thing with Disney movies, though, is they're very production run. Like, all of the Marvel movies, like... The directors have very little creative control when it comes to, like, the Marvel movies.
I mean, that was the issue with Han Solo, is that that the two directors previously, there was creative differences between them and Lucasfilm and Disney. And so they got Ron Howard. I trust Ron Howard, though.
I do, too.
Totally.
Completely.
But I think, I don't know, I think J.J. did such a good job with Episode 7. I think he's going to do a great job with Episode 9.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Make a little Rian Johnson sandwich.
Yeah.
I kind of, like, I was kind of hoping that they would get someone else on, you know, to kind of, like, take things in a different direction, maybe, give it a little, like, different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which
like
can
Rian
be
Johnson will.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
It's kind of, like, a good thing and a bad thing, because you want things to, like, be flush and even, you know, you want things to look the same, but at the same time, like, you know, kind of something a little bit different. But J.J.'s a great director, so I'm not sad.
Yeah,
he is. I'm excited. And he actually, I just think it's funny that he kind of owns sci-fi nerds between Star Trek and Star Wars. Yeah. Like, it's really kind of funny. He never actually watched Star Trek.
Growing up.
He wasn't a Star Trek
fan,
just ended up directing it. Yeah. But he did love Star Wars, and that was... You know, so this is kind of his baby.
Right.
He's like us.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, those kind of, like, directors, I think Joss Whedon's up there, too. Like, just owning nerds.
Yeah.
Like,
as far as
writing comic books, making all these movies.
Has us on a leash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, just that you said that, quick little, I don't know, hypothetical. I think it'd be really cool, and I don't know if he would have this kind of capacity, but just since you said writing comics, I'd like to see Neil Gaiman direct a movie. I don't know if that's, like... If he has any interest in that,
I know he's done
with comic.
Right, I know he's
done
written.
Like
I know
stuff.
He's been producing and he's written like screenplays
see,
and stuff.
I'd like to see kind of him at the helm. I don't know. That might be such a mistake. I don't know if he'd even be capable or willing. But
That'd be sweet.
I just like his. I like his brain.
I don't know
what other movies he's done. I know that he's been on the teams for like all of his book movies, like Stardust
American Gods.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Coraline. I don't know.
He was.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sweet.
Okay. Jay, what news?
Oh, cool. So,
what news from the Riddermock?
I was going to say
the way
that.
You said what news.
That's why I said that.
Okay. So this is really big news for me, and I was really happy when I heard. I'm a fan of the movie Halloween. And Jamie Lee Curtis is coming back to do another Halloween movie. She's taking up the same role. And she's going to beat up Mike Myers. I don't know.
She's taking the same role as Freaky Friday.
Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan is the one behind the mask. Yeah.
They never actually switched bodies.
It's a significantly shorter Mike Myers. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. She tweeted about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was like, same porch,
same
clothes, right?
40 years
something
later.
Like that. Something like that.
It's kind of cool.
I don't know.
I was super stoked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, John Wick Chapter 3 is set for a 2019 release.
Oh, yeah.
And the first two movies were super cool.
Totally.
So, I'm going to give you...
Cool.
the two little bits of news that I've got, they released some new pictures of our new Hellboy, who is David Harbour. And for those who don't know who David Harbour is, he played the cop, the main cop in Stranger Things.
Hopper.
That's right. And he's going to be our Hellboy, and he looks fantastic.
He looks so cool. Really
so cool, dude.
Yeah.
A lot less. He's kind of scary. Cartoony than Ron Perlman's.
Yeah, more realistic.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So I'm excited for that.
I remember being young when the first one came out, and it was like before I knew kind of about the big, broad world of comic books and things like that. And I was like, Hellboy, like, what is that going to be? Like, is it all like hell stuff?
Satanic.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, not at all.
Yeah, no.
Those Hellboy movies are so good. He's just like a demon guy,
but like.
Oh, dude, Hellboy.
I still haven't seen him.
They're so good.
Number two is even good?
Oh, so good.
Guys, really?
Rise of the Golden Army?
Like, some people would argue it's better than the first one.
Like Shrek 2. Guys, we gotta have a Shrek episode.
We're absolutely not.
A Shrek episode.
A Shrek episode?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Shrek episode.
No, I'll watch them. I'll watch the Hellboys.
The other thing is, obviously, big success with It. They also announced the It sequel, which I think we all knew was coming.
But it's
been billed for a summer 2019.
Oh, strange.
I can't wait that long.
I know.
That's okay. You waited like 27 years.
You can wait another 27 years for the adult one. The actors have to grow up themselves.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That would be kind of cool. But no, I'm not waiting that long.
No. So that's that, I guess.
Yeah. I got another little tidbit. We're big fans of Injustice. I think we're partial. Mm-hmm. The newest DLC was announced, and they've actually released one of them. So the previous trio of characters was Red Hood, Starfire, and Sub-Zero. And this time around, it's Black Manta, Hellboy, funny enough, and what's the name?
Raiden.
That's right. See, I'm not a Mortal Kombat guy at
Jason
all.
Jason has played with Black Manta. Take us through it, bro.
Black Manta is sweet. I think he might be one of my favorite characters. Mm. He's good at counter-zoning. He's good at being up close.
Wow.
He's got a cool harpoon gun, laser beams, and all of his dialogue is extremely sad and mean. Like, all the other characters, they kind of have, like, their joking moments, but, like, every one of his are like, I'll murder your entire family.
I was abandoned as a boy.
Like, he is very, like, yeah,
oh.
He's scary.
Wow. Sorry, I'm going to throw in one more bit of news just because I realize I don't want to take too long, but I just got the latest issue of Game Informer, and the cover story and the big story in it is about Shadow of War.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
And, oh, my.
So excited.
Gosh. Shadow of Mordor was one of my favorite games of all time.
Uh-huh.
First of all, the game itself is amazing, but second of all, I have a real, real soft spot for Lord of the Rings,
mm-hmm.
anything. And so it left it open for a sequel, and I wasn't sure when it was going to happen, and then they came out with the news of Shadow of War, and just every little bit we've got, like, the more and more details we get, the more excited I get. I think this is going to deliver in ways that it's going to do everything good that Shadow of Mordor did and repair that any complaint anyone had. I think it's going to be the perfect game.
Yeah, and even though it doesn't matter, the ads for it have been so funny.
They've been really good.
I showed it to my mom, who has like doesn't care. She's laughing hysterically. Yeah. She thought it was genius.
Guys, check out those. They actually are really funny. It's like a nice little twist. Like, they're not making. Some of the ads are like really cool, and it's like the story and
but like the narration. Instagram,
yeah,
Facebook ads.
Like some of the Instagram, the social ads. You guys gotta watch them. We won't spoil it for you.
Yeah, not today, bro.
We give so much free advertising to different companies.
I know. It's just because we love them so much.
Yeah.
Like Funyuns.
Oh,
Funyuns. If you're listening, Funyuns.
Funyuns, if you're listening, please, please, I beg of you, sponsor us.
I think every episode we do these shout-outs to just companies that aren't listening.
I know. We always, like, assume.
Apple.
Brought to you by Apple.
The biggest. McDonald's, Walmart, Target, Amazon's.
Zons.
Yeah.
The wrong names, the big companies.
Oh gosh! All right.
Sorry, that's new.
There's our news. But and I guess last little thing, Comic Con is next week. Get your tickets. Get ready,
dude. Come find us there.
Come find us.
If you're in Salt Lake and you love comics and cons,
or us
and us,
Comic Cons or us,
come
comics,
find us.
Convicts.
We're all three.
That's what con stands for. That's right. If you didn't know,
we will probably be wearing nothing.
Nude reporters.
We'll be wearing our t-shirts that say that have the logo on it.
Yeah.
Look for those logos. We'll give you something maybe.
Yeah.
Like a pin.
Yeah. Or a pen.
Or a sticker. Pen. I want to do pens.
Or a sticker.
Hey, let us know.
What do you want? Like,
yeah, do you want some swag?
What kind of things do you want?
You know,
do you want
a pin? Kind of swag?
A pen?
We're willing to give you free things, and you're not listening. You're not trying to take our free things from us, so please give us free things to give you.
Oh, also, since we begged last episode, someone did leave a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
It was 4 stars. Hurt a little.
Hey.
No, it was good.
That's fine.
It was still a really nice review, though.
It was.
Four is still a nice review. Like a solid. Like,
4 is... If you don't like it in some way, do 4. Don't do any lower.
Please, I beg of you.
Don't tell them what to do.
I'm gonna.
I actually appreciate the honesty of a 4-star review.
I do. It shows that there is room to grow. Because we know we're not perfect.
Oh, we suck.
If it was only just milk and cookies all day, then
maybe be chubby.
You get sick.
You get something.
But thank you for the love and for all the recommendations and the reviews and all the stuff.
Yeah, keep reaching out.
For sure. So as we kind of grow at Every Fan for Himself, we realize that, I mean, there's better ways to do things, and there's funnier ways and more entertaining ways. And so we're still kind of playing with some things. Something we kind of are going to try out for these new episodes is the captain of each episode that week is going to read a fan fiction related topic to the main
and this is by popular demand.
And this is you guys. Yeah. Just
everyone who's actually talked to us about it has said, "I love the fanfic." Like
that's their favorite.
That's their favorite part of the episodes, and so we wanna deliver. And
right.
So you'll get at least a little bit of fanfic every week, and then reserve. We'll just lay it on you.
Yeah. So to introduce the episode, I'm reading a story called. Just a little excerpt from a story called "Things as They Should Be." Mm. By MBUS 55.
MBUS.
Okay. I'm going to throw you in the middle of the story. But should I give a little bit of...
Give a little background.
Yeah, you ought to, maybe.
Okay,
just
right.
So we aren't left completely off guard.
We're coming in at halftime.
Yeah. Legolas. Because technically the full title is Things As They Should Be by Legolas.
Oh.
That's the title.
Things
They
Should Be.
Legolas writes fanfic. Uh-oh. And I'm reading the fanfic as he's reading it to the fellowship.
So someone wrote fanfic that Legolas...
From the voice of Legolas.
Oh, cool.
And it's Legolas reimagining how things actually happen in the Fellowship of the Ring book.
Wow.
I'm already concerned.
All right. It's really...
It's 48 chapters, by the way.
I'm reading...
Like this.
Less than one.
Fanfic.
Yeah, it's 48 chapters long. Okay, here we go. How are you all enjoying my story? Legolas asked them, beaming. Well, how do I put this delicately? No offense meant, Frodo said meekly, but you seem to be telling the story in a different way than I remember it. I agree with Mr. Frodo, Sam said steadily. This isn't how I remembered it. That's because you are not elves, and elves have the best memories ever, Legolas said snottily. I don't think that's it, Gandalf grumbled. Are any of you elf? Not exactly, Gandalf answered with a sigh. In that case, you do not know what you are talking about, Legolas said with perfect finality. Now let's continue my story. And so the fellowship began their long and dangerous journey. Legolas led them confidently with a natural sense of leadership. Gandalf grunted angrily, though everyone else had to fight back laughter. Suddenly, as they were walking, three enchanted girls appeared.
What? Oh, no.
The members of the Fellowship were unable to resist the spell of the Merry Sues.
Wait, sorry. Wait, is that like a... Is that a thing?
It's a fanfic term for original characters.
Wait, sorry.
What is it?
Merry Sues. It means original characters. They use the term Mary Sue.
What?
And for guys, it's Gary Sue.
I hate that.
It's real.
Okay. Keep going.
Even Legolas? Sam asked. Except, of course, Legolas. Of course, Merry grumbled bitterly, who smoothly and with much grace pulled out his bow. With one arrow, he killed all three of the Sues.
So, like, Merry Sues are, like, NPCs?
Yeah, they are, exactly, in Skyrim. Yeah.
Wait, so, I want to clarify. So, three enchanted girls came up. Put a spell over everyone, and then Legolas killed.
It's the only one that was able to...
killed all three of them with one arrow. I'm sorry, I had to clear.
That's impossible, Boromir burst out. You can't kill three people, even three very thin people, with one arrow. Don't doubt my skill, Legolas said sternly, but no doubting. With the evil spell broken, the rest of the fellowship praised Legolas for his ability to withstand the Sioux, his amazing skill with a bow, and his cleverness. No one was able to keep their laughter to themselves. Gandalf threw back his head and roared, looking happily for the first time. Oh, I can't anymore. Gimli wheezed, bent over double. My ribs, even my ribs hurt. Boromir gasped, and they're not actually there anymore. Boromir is dead.
I was just gonna ask, is he alive?
He's dead.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm glad they brought him back, though. That was nice.
That was cool, actually.
Okay, he said. I have a very bad feeling about going into the mines. Then Legolas saw the birds coming at them. What is that? Boromir asked. It's just a wisp of cloud. Gimli answered. Oh, it's just a wisp of cloud. Gimli answered impatiently. You make one error in judgment, and no one ever stops harping on it. Gimli burst out angrily. Grebbine, Legolas shouted. From Dunland, we must hide. Are you sure? Aragorn asked. What? The King of Gondor roared, standing up. Yes, Legolas yelled, pushing the stubborn head first into a bush. Hide now. After all that, the other members of the Fellowship tripped over their own feet to obey Legolas. Once they were gone, Legolas told them all to come out. Those foul creatures were the spies of Saruman, Legolas told them knowledgeably. The passage south is being watched. That's my line, Gandalf yelled. Mine, my own, my precious. Gandalf! Frodo gasped with his eyes wide. I'm sorry, Frodo. What was it said? I don't know. It came over me. I'm sorry. That's it.
That's good.
That's it?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever read.
No, I like it. I like it because they presented it as Legolas fanfic and the Fellowship hated it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Maybe it's... I think it's masterfully done.
Oh, gosh.
It's interesting.
It's Inception fanfiction.
Yeah.
It's crazy how easy it was to be uncomfortable during that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I guess that introduces...
I want to read all the rest of the chapters.
Yeah, no, don't. Yeah. I read more than I should have. I was thoroughly disappointed.
Three enchanted girls.
Well, I read that fanfic because today, folks, we are recasting Lord of the Rings, the key characters from Lord of the Rings. This all kind of started as a conversation between me and Eli like a month ago, and we were just joking.
Before we even had the podcast.
Oh, yeah, it was a while ago.
Because that was one of the conversations we were like, we should have a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a minute, but it started just as a conversation, like, what if we recast with today's actors?
At a Crown Burger in Sandy.
In Sandy, Utah, and...
Wait a minute.
Jason wasn't there. And we're going to do it. So let's do it. So for this episode...
First of all...
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. We love the original movies.
Oh my gosh, and perfect. In my opinion, perfect casting.
We truly, we wouldn't change... This is just for fun.
Yeah,
We mean no disrespect to the Tolkien estate or Peter Jackson or any of the single actors who was in...
Which is what actually made it so difficult.
It made it so hard.
It was so well cast that it was like hard to imagine anyone else as these characters.
Truly. I had to like literally place one of the actors like in their... exact position and movement and line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. It's hard to really reimagine.
So I had to step out of my like box and get uncomfortable for a minute. Like uncomfortable with the fact that someone else like could be playing this.
Totally. You know? Even then, with each of these, I'm still struggling.
Yeah. With me, I had to actually just literally go back straight to the book and read some character descriptions because I was like, I'm too affected by like these actors. That
I based mine
good.
Off the. I'm like, who could play a good Dominic Monaghan or
Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest though. I slipped in a couple of characters who, a couple of actors, sorry, that I love, and you'll see that.
Just
you know,
not necessarily on.
Maybe it's not the perfect casting, but I love the actors so much.
You just wanted them in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's get to it.
Yeah. So just for this episode, I recommend if you're listening at home, pull up Google because I think some of us may have some actors that you might not be familiar with.
We'll try and describe them and name a movie or something that they're in, but
right. But I would recommend pulling up Google and So I think what we should do is we're all going to go around and say the same actor.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the first actor, let's do a hard one. This one was tough for me. Let's start off with Gandalf.
Oh, Gandalf. Okay. Good one.
Jason, take it away.
I chose two, and here's why I chose two, is because I like both of these actors, and when I saw like their faces, I was like, oh my goodness. So I chose Liam Neeson.
Interesting.
And Daniel Day-Lewis.
Nice. I thought of Daniel Day-Lewis, but I thought That's he funny. Was too insane.
So Liam Neeson maybe sounds kind of funny, but you look at his face, imagine him with a big beard, and you're like, oh my gosh,
I can see it.
With a big beard, and he's got the the strong voice. Yeah, I think he could do it. Really good.
Funny enough, Daniel Day-Lewis was actually originally considered for Aragorn.
Yep, yeah. I saw that.
I like those choices.
Not bad. Yeah. I'm actually very impressed. Yeah. Eli.
This is actually the one rule I broke. I cast Ian McKellen.
Eli, you can't. You struggle?
He's like, he's my number one. Like, Gandalf is, he's, I don't know. I loved Ian McKellen as Gandalf, and that is the only one I'm willing to see as Gandalf. I changed everyone else, but I kept Ian McKellen as Gandalf.
It is so hard. That was, for me, was the hardest.
Sir thing. Ian, if you're listening to this, I love you so much.
Dedicated human, Eli Webb. Wow. Okay. I don't know how you guys are going to feel about mine. I said Kenneth Branagh as Gandalf. I imagined him from Wallander getting intense and getting weird with, like, his eyes. I could see him doing a really heartwarming but intense Gandalf and a really fresh spin on Gandalf.
I actually saw him. I was thinking of him for some other people, but I think he's too young for Gandalf.
See, no, I think that...
I think he's too young.
That's the thing. That's what I thought, too. Dude, he's old. If you've seen a picture of him recently, he can get old. He can get gray. I saw him in
Dunkirk.
In Wallander, he looks decrepit and just horrible.
He's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
He's an interesting choice.
I struggled with that one, but that's the one that I felt was fresh. And
That's kind of a different name. Give us a couple of examples of movies.
Oh, yeah, Kenneth.
Kenneth Branagh, he was Gilderoy Lockhart in Harry mm-hmm. Potter and Chamber mm-hmm. of Secrets. He's in the new Dunkirk.
Yeah, yeah. He's the Navy admiral. Captain, yeah. 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 Who stays on the...
Yeah, he's directed Thor, Cinderella. Mm-hmm. He's going to be good the director. New...
He was Hamlet a while ago, too, yeah. Just in the West End.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Okay. Jason, give us your Aragorn.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You might love or hate my Aragorn. I think it's kind of cool.
Okay.
Okay. Alexander Skarsgård, baby.
I knew he was going to do that. That was mine, and I changed it the last minute because I felt that it needed to be
different. I like that.
Here's the thing. You look at him. He's beefy. He's kind of hot. He's very rugged. Like, Aragorn has to be rugged. Yeah. And
I don't know. In Tarzan, he was kind of a sissy Danish man.
No, he's... Skarsgård? Sissy, are you kidding?
He's
feminine.
Not even kind of. He's
really beautiful.
He's so rugged.
He's really beautiful.
But, like, you look at pictures of him,
that's the
and
thing.
He's rugged, and he's older, too. Like, it was important to me that he was kind of older, like, because that's how, you know.
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah.
No, I like that a lot.
I think it's a good choice. It was my initial choice.
I was between two, kind of. I struggled with this. I don't know. It's kind of tough. I'm not 100% on these.
Okay.
One, Christian Bale.
Interesting.
Oh,
I can see him with a little longer hair, got that beard going. I can kind of see it. I mean, we haven't seen him. When was the last time we saw him with an English accent?
An English accent? I think he was.
Was he in American Hustle? I don't even know. I didn't see that.
He was recently in a movie where he played, it was like a Turkish or Armenian battle.
That's not
movie.
An English accent.
I know he did an English accent. An English movie.
Oh, with Oscar Isaacs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it. But I don't know. I thought about that, and I think maybe he could do that.
Okay.
And my other one is actually, I feel like they'd have to dye his beard a little bit. Andrew Lincoln.
Dude, I had Andrew Lincoln as mine. I had Alexander Skarsgård and Andrew Lincoln. I think he would be so good.
I think he'd be a good Aragorn.
I think he'd have to beef up a little bit.
He's really like he's kind of like a tender voiced man.
I think he could be a good Aragorn.
Yeah, I think so too.
Cool.
Okay.
That was yours.
He's got the accent.
Those were your two? Actually,
those before I picked my final.
But he has a very gray beard, so I think they'd need to cut it.
They need to darken it up a little bit. Mine is a little of a lesser known actor, but he was in the film Far From the Madding Crowd. He's the main lead in Far From the Madding Crowd. His name is Matthias Schoenaerts. This is what he looks like.
Yeah. I liked him.
Yeah.
In the movie, he's the kind of humble farmer guy.
He's the shepherd guy.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I thought he was kind of, because I feel like Aragorn needs to be more quiet and reserved, but almost above it all in like a moral
noble
sense. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that he pulled off this kind of intense...
I think he could, brooding.
Brooding, mm-hmm. almost with like this past that's like, I'm supposed to be the king, how do I do...
He could be one part ranger, one part king.
Exactly. Yeah. So
I dig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Jason, give me your Legolas.
Okay, dude. This is where it gets a little sticky for Jay.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I had a hard time with Legolas, so I threw in one of my favorite actors, Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. What I wanted to do with the elves is I wanted elves with very distinct features.
Mm-hmm.
And Cillian Murphy has very distinct features.
Yeah, that's what that was part of my decision.
He's got like cheekbones, and he's got the eyes that could murder you.
Yeah.
Because Orlando Bloom had contacts. He's not blue-eyed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
I'm okay with that.
That's interesting. He's a little bit older, because I feel like elves are supposed to be a little more youthful, but I can still see it.
They can make him young.
I'm just trying to picture him with like flowy, long blonde hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think they could make him look young.
For those who don't know what Cillian Murphy's, who he is.
He was Scarecrow in the Batman movies. Yeah. He was in Dunkirk as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the coward who ended up... Ah, spoiler alert. I won't tell you.
Yikes. Solid.
Yeah, that's good. I chose... For my Legolas, Jared Leto.
Ooh.
Wow.
If you guys look
that
up...
That is really good.
If you guys look up also online, listeners, just go to Google Images and scroll through, and if you see a picture of him clean shaven, he could totally be an elf.
Right, yeah. Because I feel like elves...
And he's got those piercing eyes, and he's got those features. It's soft and beautiful.
But striking.
And otherworldly.
Yeah, that was a thing. For me, with elves, they had to be almost like alien-like, pretty, like, distinct in a weird way.
Yeah,
pretty,
yeah.
Not in like a straightforward...
Yeah, same. You know. Same. I did treat my, depending on the elf, I did treat my... my Rivendell versus Mirkwood versus Lothlorien elves differently.
Yep. Really?
Just totally. Like they did in the movies.
I did too, actually.
I did treat those differently. But yes, I think Jared Leto would be a good Legolas.
Wow. That was really good. How did you kind of come to that? Were you just...
That was one of the ones I actually came up with in our little... When we were at Crown Burger.
Really?
I don't know if you remember.
I don't
but
remember.
Yeah, I just... See, it kind of just struck me. I was thinking of, you know, who's like honestly like a pretty guy.
Yeah. That's what it was. It had to be beautiful. Like pretty men. Not necessarily hot. Like, but like beautiful.
No, he's also older. So,
he,
like,
but
he's like 50.
He
looks youthful enough.
He looks so youthful.
He looks so young, it's really uncanny.
It is.
I don't think he's 50.
No, dude, he's freaking old.
No,
someone look that up really
quick. I'm dead serious.
Probably, look it up really quick.
Jason, look it up. He's probably in his...
I would say he might
early
be 40.
40s.
Yeah.
If that.
I lost internet on my computer. I don't care to...
But yeah, I think he'd be good. Also, just talking about how they have to be beautiful and things like that. Literally, for some of these actors, like when I was looking, spoiler alert, there's going to be a Gollum on this list later.
Mm.
I literally typed in creepy actor in Google so I could get inspired.
Did you get like Steve Buscemi?
I did. I did get Steve Buscemi. But other ones on the list, I'll... Because one of them I did actually choose from the list.
Fantastic.
Jared Leto is 45.
Wow.
Wow.
Must
right in the middle.
In the middle there. Wow.
Yeah. Dang. He's 28.
Absolutely.
Legolas, yeah.
Legolas for me. I chose a really young actor. Mm. And I chose like a pretty boy actor. And I think this is one I chose a long time ago. I chose Douglas Booth.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Okay.
Douglas Booth, I'm sure you've seen, he's from a lot of stuff. He's from the movie Noah. He was in Romeo and Juliet, the new one. He just has like pouty lips.
He's the one with those huge lips.
he looks like a girl. And I think he'd be a fantastic elf. You know, striking eyes and the cheekbones. And
if you saw And Then There Were None, which was like a little British three-part series, Agatha Christie, he's in that too.
Yeah. He's really good. Let's see. Okay. All right. This is an interesting one. Gimli. Jason.
Struggled with this one.
This Gimli was the last one I did. He was the hardest one for me.
Really?
And I feel bad because I don't like it. Like, it's not complete.
Really? Mm. We should... Give us what you got, anyway.
Ben Kingsley's face.
Oh, I dig. I'm so down.
Ben Kingsley. That's good.
I'm so down.
Just keep... Why his face? Just him.
Yeah,
just
he can do it. Well, he could do it.
Like, I was worried about his voice. Like, I don't know.
Oh, no.
You think his voice could do it?
I think he has a lot. He's got range. Do it. Yeah.
I definitely think Ben Kingsley's solid. I think that's a great choice.
Really good.
I kind of want to change mine now. I think that's way better than mine.
You did Ben Kingsley for something else?
No, I'll still tell... No. I'll still tell you my Gimli, but I'm 100% on board with Ben Kingsley.
That's great, dude.
Yeah, good job, Jay.
Nice, man.
Yeah. Mine, just because I want to give him a chance. I'll admit, I feel like this actor sort of has a shtick that he plays. Tom Hardy.
I thought about that.
Just because.
I totally thought about that.
I like his look with the beard.
Yeah.
And because he is already stout. And yeah. I would I want to give him the chance. I don't think, based on his performances that we've seen previously, he could be a Gimli, but I would like to see him explore that and really just try and play John Rhys-Davies' Gimli. If he could throw in like a gruff Scottish funny foil,
I feel like
I just want to see that. I don't like it as much as I like Ben Kingsley. Yeah, but.
I could see it. My issue though is that they'd have to do a lot of like makeup and a lot of stuff because he is.
Well, that's what they had to do with John Rhys Davies too,
and like with the Hobbit dwarves. But
I actually thought about him when I was going through like lists of just actors' faces, and I was like, you know, he could do it. Just give him a beard, like he's. He's got
to make him a little uglier, though, because dwarves are not handsome, and he is gorgeous.
Hello, Feely and Keely.
Yeah, but they're like an anomaly. But Gimli's not described as being like a beautiful dwarf.
No, they'd have to do something with the nose. Yeah. That's what they did with John Rhys Davies, too. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have to do something with Ben Kingsley.
He's got to honk a nose.
It's true.
I mean.
Oh, sorry. Love you.
Love but Gandhi. Actually, John Rhys Davies actually was allergic to the prosthetics.
That's true. He was. So he was always like... really having a hard time.
He was really already agitated. It just helped his character. Yeah.
Helped this cranky dwarf.
Yeah.
Also, he's like one of the tallest members of the cast. He's 6'3".
Or 6'3"?
John Rhys Davies?
John Rhys Davies is 6'3", I think. I'm pretty sure he's 6'3".
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's a tall guy. And he played like the
shortest.
The shortest. Yeah. I mean, the Hobbits are shorter, but.
Yeah. Well, because Tom Hardy, he's 5'10". He could do it.
Yeah. I mean, they have to make everyone short. Yeah. That's the thing. And that's the problem with my Hobbits when we get there. Really gonna have to make sure.
Really gonna have to just chop them at the knees. Yeah. Okay, my Gimli is a lesser known actor, but he's from Game of Thrones.
Yep.
His name is Christopher Hivju.
No idea who that is.
He's this guy.
Oh, he already looks like
Gimli. Yeah, he's got a big, flowy red beard. He's really, I've seen him in other movies he's done, but he's really funny. He's animated and he can be really like intense and kind of gruff.
Oh, cool.
I think he was a no-brainer. Okay, I just saw that and I thought it was perfect because he wouldn't even have to have a fake beard. Yeah. He would just braid it. I think for me that was easy. So again, pull out Google, look up these guys. His name is Christopher Hivju. Hivju. He's like Danish or Norwegian or something.
Finnish.
Maybe.
Icelandic.
Yeah.
Swedish.
He's Scandinavian. okay, now this is a fun one. Boromir.
Oh, Boromir's a good one. Okay. My choice for Boromir is Joel Edgerton.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
And if you don't know Joel Edgerton, he was in the most recent It Comes at Night movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's in Warrior with
Tom
Hardy.
That's
one of his biggest. Yep. He was also in Great Gatsby. Nick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. No.
Nicholas.
Tom? Was it
Tom Buchanan.
Tom? Yep. Yeah, Tom. Nick is...
Tommy McGuire.
Yeah.
Joel Edgerton, he's got that seriousness. He's got those... he's got the beard.
He can be intense. Yeah. He can be intense. Yeah. He has range.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that one?
Once again, I was just looking through faces.
Yeah.
And I saw his and I'm like, yeah, he could do that.
Stuck out. Mm. Cool.
Interesting.
Eli. Mine, actually, he was actually in the Hobbit movies, but I'm just going to switch him over. Aidan Turner. He was Feely or Keely, the dark-haired one of the two. I always forget which. But he's Ross Poldark.
Poldark?
Honestly, guys, first of all, Lord of the Rings aside, Poldark is a phenomenal series.
It is.
Like, it really is so, so good. But if you watch that, you really can see why I chose him as Boromir. I imagine specifically when they're in Rivendell. And Boromir's line, he's like, this is a gift. Like, I could totally see Aidan Turner in that proud man, like, you know, nationalist, patriot,
emotional,
captain,
intense.
Just like strong and brave, a warrior. I was actually pretty happy with that. I think Aidan Turner would be good.
He's a
great actor.
Oh, he's amazing. He's very youthful looking, though. He's very young looking. Yeah.
Throw a beard on him, and he's.
Even with a beard, he's still pretty youthful looking.
I'm okay with that. I think Boromir, I'm totally fine with him being younger than Sean Bean.
I like Sean Bean.
Sean Bean. I loved him. Sean Bean. I think he'd be pretty good.
Huh. Interesting choice. I wouldn't have gone with that one. That was good, though.
Watch Poldark, guys.
So good. My Boromir is the one I've stuck with for a while. I said Michael Fassbender. He would be an intense, and he would be... Because I think he just has a huge emotional range of being, like, he can be so scary, and he can be so, like, just tender, and I don't know.
Do you have a beard in any of his movies?
A full beard?
I really can only picture him clean-shaven with short hair.
I can picture him with scruff. I'm just trying to think of him with a full
beard. Like, I'm thinking Steve Jobs. I'm thinking Inglourious Bastards. I'm thinking Magneto. Like, everything. He basically has the same haircut, too. So I'm just having a hard time picturing.
I've seen him with Scruff.
Didn't he have Scruff in the Assassin's Creed movie?
Yeah, he did.
Scruff. I want to see, like, a little more than Scruff.
Well, I mean, I guess we don't have to compare, but Sean Bean didn't have a full beard. And he had Scruff.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he could do a good...
I think he could act it well. I just want to see it.
Yeah. I know. I think he could do a good beard. Yeah. I think he definitely could. I think it's kind of reddish, though, when he grows it, when I've seen it grown out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's my Boromir.
Cool.
Okay, let's dive in to the Hobbits.
Oh man.
Jason, start with your Frodo.
Frodo. I chose Evan Peters.
Who's that?
Quicksilver in the X-Men movies.
Oh Jay.
Wow.
Evan Peters.
I don't think so.
You
man.
Don't think so?
No.
He's
also in
American Horror Story.
American Horror Story. Jay, I don't
like Evan Peters.
I have a hard time with that.
He's too goofy.
No, dude. In American Horror Story, he's like the grummest like idiot there is.
I have a hard time with that one.
I do too.
He's got a face. He's got a face.
I'm just trying to imagine him with like dark, bushy like.
You need to understand. Frodo was almost impossible for me.
Yeah,
that was a hard one. No.
Especially
no doubt.
Because if you heard last episode. Jay's celebrity boy.
Yeah.
Is Elijah Wood.
It's hard to detach. Yeah, from that.
Kind of wow. Like my Gandalf.
Yeah, I'm still salty about you doing that. Interesting.
A little rough. Evan Peters. But that's okay. What I came up with.
Cool. I'm saying, and this is my caveat with my Hobbits, all of them.
Okay.
Well, all but maybe one ish. They have to use some movie magic.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, they made them all shorter, you know. But I'm thinking of an actor who could play Frodo, who I could see with curly hair. They might actually have to make him a little more stout, too.
Hmm.
Tom Hiddleston.
He's so old.
He looks young.
He looks...
I think
he
the
looks
Hobbits...
like a mid-30-year-old dude.
No, he looks young.
Arguably, though...
And Frodo's actually like 50-something.
Yeah.
I guess so. But he's also so intense.
Tom?
Tom Hiddleston, the actor, he's so...
He's not so intense.
Loki?
No.
Loki's not that intense. It's a Marvel movie.
I will kill you.
Crimson Peaky wasn't super intense. It was, like, elegant.
Dude, you guys are crazy. He's a way intense actor.
No, I don't think he... I wouldn't describe him as an intense actor. Not at all. When you say intense, I think Daniel Day-Lewis.
Joaquin Phoenix. He's intense. He's so intense. Don't even start with me. Anyway.
I don't think Tom Hiddleston's intense. I think he's a very talented actor.
Oh,
I think
of course.
He's got a softness to him. I can totally imagine him running and jumping into Gandalf's arms.
Like,
and
the Hobbits should be a little bit older.
He's got such a good smile and laugh and
okay.
Jay's with me.
The Hobbits should be a little bit older, but I'm not. I'm actually not with Eli.
Jay's more with me than Jaren.
I'm not with you at all. No. My Frodo.
I just think you would act him well.
Okay. I think he's a great actor. For my Frodo, I chose all young actors, all under 25.
I was looking,
25.
But I didn't end up.
my Frodo is Asa Butterfield from Ender's Game.
Wow, he's like a child.
No, yeah, he's 20.
He's a baby boy.
He's a baby boy.
He's an infant.
He is an absolute child. We all hate each other's Frodo.
I think he's got the piercing eyes and he's got like the intense face. You can do the concern and the emotion.
Stop using intense. You said no to Tom Hiddleston because he's intense, but you said yes to Asa because
he has
intense
eyes.
No, okay. Sorry.
He does have intense eyes. He has piercing blue eyes. I think he has the emotionality for Frodo.
He is a baby boy.
No, I think you do good. Okay.
We all hate. Is this what it's going to be like with all of our Hobbits?
Yeah.
Maybe.
One of mine I think you might like.
I think you might like my Mary.
And my Samwise.
I think you might like my Mary.
Okay. Who's your Samwise Gamgee?
Jay.
Okay. You need to know that Sam is my absolute favorite character in the Lord of the Rings movies. So I need you guys to pull up a picture of Devin Werkheiser.
Devin Werkheiser?
Wait a second. Wait. Is that Ned from...
Ned's Declassified. Okay.
You're kidding.
There's a picture.
From Ned's Declassified.
Look at him.
Survival guide.
Look at him in this picture, guys.
There's no way.
Look at him in this picture, guys. I cried when I found this. I was like, I forgot about him. This is hilarious, and it's also like pretty good. Like,
okay, I'm gonna put some curly.
Make him a little chubbier, maybe.
He doesn't have to be chubby.
Samwise is a little. He's a
that's
round.
What I. That's he what I'm saying. You have to make all of my hobbits a little more chubby.
Make him a little bit more portly. But yeah. Like, you look at his face, and like he's got a Sam
there's
face.
There's a kindness. There's a Samness.
If you're listening, find the picture of this guy wearing a black jacket and a white shirt, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't see that.
Interesting. That is the funniest thing.
I love that.
How good is that?
And you know, I'm a huge Ned's. Declassified fan. I don't think I'd see him as Sam, but I do like that Jay chose
that
him.
That is fantastic, Jason.
I love how you picked it up with it.
I know. You. I was like, what are you guys talking about? From that picture, I would not be able to tell if that was Ned.
I knew it before the picture because I was remembering the guy's name.
Oh my gosh. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Okay. My Sam, and again, I chose this basically on acting alone.
Okay.
This guy would absolutely have to be chubbier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I chose him based on his support for Tom Hiddleston.
Okay.
And you got to make him chubby.
Yeah.
Eddie Redmayne.
Eli Webb.
I'm picturing Eddie Redmayne.
Eli sticking Webb. With Devin Werkheiser.
No. No. Oh, my gosh.
Just because.
You're choosing like these gaunt British actors.
I know they're gaunt. Hobbits. That's the problem.
Is he going to walk sideways the whole
you
movie?
You really have to do movie magic on these.
Eddie Redmayne does walk sideways.
He walks sideways.
I just got to say, I you're really, like, I know they're gaunt. And, like, Eddie and Tom both have these amazing cheekbones and jaws. Like, they really would function well as elves or men in Lord of the Rings. But I want to see them act as hobbits. I want you to throw a little bit of chub on Tom and Evie.
Cut them at the waist.
And make them small. Yeah, because they both seem kind of tall, too.
Gosh.
I know, they are. I really chose these lanky tall, but I...
Like, I understand, like, his personality.
It was,
like,
only kind of it was only on that,
like,
really.
I can help you, you know, yeah. Kind of the fumbling.
Him picking up Frodo and carrying him. Yeah. I could see Eddie Redmayne doing that with Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be cute.
Wow.
Yeah, it would be cute.
That is so bad.
I know.
Man.
You got to stretch. You really got to.
That is like breaking my bones, stretching right there. Jeez. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm satisfied with my. I think you guys are going to think I did a fantastic job, honestly. My Samwise was John Bradley West from Game of Thrones. He's Jon Snow's best friend.
No.
He would even have to lose a little weight. Uh-uh. He's too chubby.
No, I'm going to say
he's Jon Snow's kind of chubby friend. But his name in. Not that it matters. His name in Game of Thrones is Sam. Is Sam, but he is. If you've ever watched him act,
it's too chubby.
I don't like his face.
I don't like it.
Listen,
I don't
listen,
like his
listen,
face.
Listen,
I don't
listen,
like his
listen.
Face.
Don't you
like
have
it.
To lose a little weight, but anyway.
No, even beyond that.
But listen, his acting is really kind of like I'll be a loyal person and a good friend, and he can kind of be like insecure and unsure of himself, but really has a power and strength to when he acts. Mm. For me, that was it. Was like, you know, just peg and hole. Like it made.
I don't
sense.
See Sam as insecure.
When I meant insecure, I mean unsure of where he fits in everything. And just mm-hmm. his main thing is he knows that he's just supposed to protect Frodo, and everything else is kind of like, what? How does this work?
Yeah.
But
I don't like it.
No. I think that for me was.
Okay, so far we are easy. 0 for 6 on our hobbits.
Okay.
Our hobbits are getting kind of
rough.
Let's
see if we can pull it together for Mary.
Okay.
Jason, who is your Mary?
My Mary is David Tennant.
Dude, he was so on my list for a hobbit.
Was he?
He totally was, but then I was like, I can't have three actors that I have to fatten up.
Yeah. David Tennant.
I finally agree on one.
Shrink him down, and like he's that good goofiness.
Yeah.
And like he's got a good
totally agree.
Merry face.
Totally agree.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He was honestly
I don't agree with that.
He was and I only didn't just because I had a hard time seeing him even get a little chubbier, mm-hmm. just because Hobbit should be chubby.
Okay.
But that's the only reason I didn't, but I love that.
David Tennant, say what David Tennant's from, Jason.
Yeah.
David Tennant, you guys know freaking David Tennant.
He's Doctor
Who. He's
Barty Crouch Jr.
Yep, Barty Crouch.
He's a bad guy from Jessica Jones.
Yeah, what's his name?
Don't know.
Kilgrave.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it, Jay. Yeah.
I actually chose a lot of Doctor Who people.
Actors,
yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I'm curious to see weird. Since you said that because I might have.
Okay.
Didn't like that, Jay. But what do you got for
loved
me,
it.
Eli? For Mary.
My Mary is James McAvoy.
Oh.
This is one I am okay with.
I'm okay with that.
Because he is smaller.
That's okay. Yeah.
He's smaller, and I like. I'm
okay with
keep
that.
Keep him Scottish. I know Mary wasn't as Dominic Monaghan, but
yeah.
I think he'd be good.
He
I think
potential
he can
be
funny
to
be,
funny and serious. Because Mary is very much both.
Yeah.
He's Mary a good actor.
Yeah. And James McAvoy is a good
I'm
actor.
I'm okay with that. That one's good.
Thanks. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
We're all coming together on Mary a little bit. Okay. Jaren, don't ruin this.
I might ruin it. I chose, an actor.
You're gonna
yes, an actor. Thomas Brody Sangster.
Show me.
He is from Love Actually. He is the boy that Liam Neeson...
He's a baby boy.
He's an infant.
Dude, they're supposed to be childlike in a big way.
But like... The hobbits are supposed to be, like, kind of older. Like, they're still arguably, like, in the Lord of the Rings movies, like, too young.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, they in their level of... I think in the movies they actually were good, just because even Frodo, who has turned 50, the hobbits still reckon with their years a little differently. So mm-hmm. being 50 is kind of...
Being youthful.
Yeah. But I think Jaren, that's...
No, I think Thomas Brody Sangster, I think that he has...
Also, I think he's a little too... If you're going with these little baby boys, I would throw him as Samwise.
Personally, I don't know.
That's not bad.
He's a little too.
Just because the characters he plays, in Maze Runner, he's in Maze Runner. Mm-hmm. He's the reliable, good, trusting, almost. You know, he ends up being the second fiddle to the main guy.
Yeah,
I see him more as Sam, but even then, he's a baby boy.
Who's the one with the weird eyebrows in Maze Runner?
Oh yeah, yeah, the angry kid.
Yeah,
oh, weird eyebrows. Will Poulter.
Yeah, Will Poulter. Yeah.
He's in. He almost was Detroit. Yeah. He's in Detroit with John Boyega,
and he was almost cast as Pennywise.
I could have seen that.
Yeah, for his weird eyebrows.
They didn't have to do face makeup.
Just scowl.
Yeah. So I chose Thomas Brody Sangster. That felt right to me.
Don't like it.
Let's finish it off with our Pippin. I'm so interested.
This Pippin is weird. I need you guys to use your imagination. I need you to think of him in a David Tennant.
Okay.
Okay.
Say Matt Smith.
Domhnall Gleeson.
What?
The redheaded... you realize that he's like 6'4".
Yeah.
He's so tall.
They're all tall, dude.
No, yeah, tall.
You make them short.
Not only is he tall, he looks like Eddie Redmayne.
You
got to
fatten him up. That's what I'm saying.
David Tennant's the same way. He's tall and skinny.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more okay with that than I am with your Eddie Redmayne.
Here's the thing.
He's Hobbit-like.
I looked at pictures of him. Like, you shave him down and... Put him next to David Tennant. They look similar. They kind of look similar. You have to give him a different hair color because the red's going to ruin it.
And make it curly.
Man.
Ooh, I don't...
He looks similar to...
I like it more than yours. Still don't like it a lot, though, Jay. I like it more than Eli's, but I'm not
jiving on that one so much. Ugh. Love David Tennant. I'm still totally in support of that.
Okay, Eli, who's your Pippin?
Okay, my Pippin. I feel like my Tom, Eddie, and James... For Frodo, Sam, and Mary, they all feel about the same age ish. Mm-hmm. My Pippin seems a little older, so you got to use some movie magic to make him young again.
Eli.
He's a little more body. He's a little more James McAvoy body type.
Okay.
So not as much of a stretch physically.
Just tell us who it is.
Ewan McGregor.
Nope.
No. Million times no. Why?
I was looking up these actors, and I wanted a Scottish guy.
You realize that he's in his 50s.
And
dude, give him like a Faramir or something like that.
Yeah, I just saw the one picture I saw on Google Images. He had this smile on, maybe he could be a goofy.
It's like probably him from the 1980s, like, in Trainspotting.
He had this smile, and I was like, you know,
dude,
I'll give him a chance.
No, I will never give him a chance.
No, I don't.
Wow.
The Hobbits are tough, man.
Okay.
The Hobbits were the hardest.
I honestly wanted to branch out and like really find some lesser known, much lesser known. But I was like, you know,
which is what I kind of did.
Feel like
a lot of my actors.
Yeah, you got baby boys.
I do. I will say all my actors are very young, and so my Pippin, he's young as well. But I hope you guys will like this.
For Cody Smith McPhee.
No, no way. For my Pippin, I chose Tom Holland.
He's
Spider-Man.
If he was older, I would say
he
yes.
He came up on something of mine.
Imagine
and I was
him
like,
with
no.
British curly hair. He's British. I mean, give him curly hair and make him. He's funny and he's got wit and he's got.
If he was 10 years older, I would say yes.
Really?
Maybe. Yes. Yeah. Fitting
with the rest of my actors, that for me was a flush.
He even seems more of a child than your other guys who already seem like babies.
That was the point for me. I went with young actors.
No. Too young.
No, I thought that was right. Okay.
Wow, really bumpy ride with our hobbits.
Yeah, that was hard.
Maybe we can turn it around with Eowyn.
Oh, you might like my Eowyn.
Eowyn.
You might like my Eowyn. Okay.
I might.
Daisy Ridley. I said might.
I think she's too pretty.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
No. She's supposed to be like this kind of country girl, natural beauty.
Almost homely.
Okay, look at her in Force Awakens, and like she's pretty, but she's not stunning.
No, I think she's
gorgeous, man.
I love Daisy Ridley. I see what you're doing there.
I just can't see that.
Her acting would be great for the role.
She's a great actress.
She would.
For the role, she'd be great.
Who's your Aragorn?
You got to consider
Alexander Skarsgård.
I don't see chemistry.
You'd have to give her blonde hair, but
yeah, I'm picturing it. I think she's got this kind of this youthful, exuberant light behind
her
eyes that makes her too pretty and I don't quite.
You think she needs to be a little more dead?
I think so.
Yeah, a little more like serious.
a little more kind of run down. Rohirrim.
Haggard horse maiden.
Yeah.
But she's kind of that way, like, towards the end of Force Awakens.
I don't see it. I don't see that.
No, I mean, I see where you're going, though, Jay.
I see where you're coming from.
Okay.
This is where I hoped, since you had said you've got another Doctor Who, this is where I hoped you were going with it.
You're going to say who I'm a...
Karen Gillan?
I thought about her. She was on my list.
Yeah.
She was
She's on my list. You'll see where she is.
Because
I just went through Scottish and Irish actresses, like, boom, 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 like, down the line.
Karen Gillan. So she's the companion to Matt Smith's Doctor.
I also think she's too pretty, though.
Do you?
If we're going down that road.
She's red-haired,
too. I think she's the different kind of pretty. I think she's Rohirrim pretty.
I find her more attractive than Daisy Ridley.
I don't know.
Jay, that's shocking to me.
I think
it's okay. Yeah, it's good.
And that's obviously not what we want to base it on alone.
She's very Scottish, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
She can do an accent.
Yeah, she can. I put Karen Gillan.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I'm okay with that. I chose a very, very Scottish actress. I chose Kelly MacDonald. She did the voice of Brave. She's Lady in Grey from Harry Potter. She's like
the Grey Lady?
The Grey Lady, yeah, sorry. The Grey Lady from Harry Potter.
I can't even judge her on anything.
Is she the one in Lady in the Water? No.
No, she's not. But she's a Scottish actress. She has real sorrow behind her eyes when she acts, but she can be really intense. And I think she's pretty, but not too pretty.
Based on that picture you showed, like, she looks pretty.
Also, I know this sounds sexist, but just throw back just a little bit ago when we were talking about all these guys, we judged 90% of them on looks. So it does even out. I know we're pretty more than we said handsome, but it totally applies.
But we're acting as casting directors, and this is what they do. Yeah.
Also, like, we're judging them based on, like, their characters, how they're supposed to be.
Yeah, totally. And you know? Because there is a look that Eowyn has to have versus Arwen. Yeah. It can't just be. Yeah. Which is why our hobbits were all so tough, because... Yeah. We really had to stretch on some of the looks,
is why you're gonna hate my Arwen.
Have you seen Finding?
Is it Karen Gillan?
Have you seen Finding Neverland?
Yeah, I have.
She plays Peter Pan. I think. Oh no, sorry. She plays Tinkerbell. She's Tinkerbell.
Is she? Because your Mary is in.
He is.
Is he? No.
No, that's Freddie Highmore. Different.
No, that's another. You're thinking of. What's he in? What was he in when he was young?
Freddie Highmore? He was in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No. I'm talking about your Mary. Was he? No, he was. What was he in when he was so young?
Actually?
No, I'm thinking of something else. Sorry. I got a little confused.
Anyway,
but
so there's my Eowyn. Jason, we're already halfway into Arwen. Who is your Arwen?
It was Karen Gillan.
Karen Gillan is his Arwen.
You're crazy.
Yeah,
why?
I think you're bonkers.
What are you talking about?
She's not elvish to me.
She's too gruff.
I'm not going
to
say
she's
gruff.
She's not even close to gruff.
I'm not going
to
say gruff.
She's not even sort of gruff.
I'm thinking of her from Doctor Who, and she has gruff qualities.
And I'm looking at Doctor Who. I'm looking because the only other thing I've seen her in is the new Jumanji. But I'm trying to picture
she's
her.
She's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
The blue chick.
But like, that's right. You don't know.
She's good as the blue chick.
She's Nebula. Yeah,
she's good.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Wow. Yeah, I don't, Jason.
I don't like it.
That is maybe your worst. Actually, no. There's others.
Who's his name?
All your hobbits. All your guys' hobbits.
Your hobbits were worse than both of ours. Oh,
absolutely not.
At least Eli and I agreed on each other's hobbits for the most part.
40 and 50 year olds. No. Never mind.
You chose newborns.
Absolute children.
Shut up.
Absolute children.
Fresh from the womb, still stinky.
Honestly.
Who is your Arwen?
My Arwen, I'll say what it was at first. I did change it after I considered my Aragorns. It was initially Astrid Burge, I don't know how to say her. Yeah, Burge's yeah. Frisbee.
I considered it. Her French accent would be too distracting.
Yeah, French would be tough. So you'd have to do an English accent.
She wouldn't be able to.
And you don't know that.
Every single movie she's done the French accent.
Well, that's fine. She's been in like 2 movies.
3.
You don't even know.
I do.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. Well, name them.
Well Digger's Daughter, Pirates of the Caribbean, and King Arthur.
I bet she's been in more than that.
Shut up. Okay.
But, so that was my first, but then, anyway, but then I didn't. Because I actually went with, and I know, Eli. Well, Gal Gadot.
I considered it.
Just because I think she could totally pull off mystifying elf. Yeah. She could totally speak elvish also, because she's a gifted linguist.
Again, she has an accent that she can't shake.
I'm sure she could. I think she could.
I think she...
I think that was purposeful in Wonder Woman. I don't think it she was purposeful. She doesn't have the accent in Fast and Furious.
Yeah, she does.
Does she actually? I haven't seen a single Fast and Furious.
You have no clue.
I think she could shake it.
She has an accent.
I think she could shake it.
I think she still has the accent in like Keeping Up with Joneses, too. Yeah,
she has an accent in everything she does. I think it would be distracting.
Well, you don't know. That doesn't mean she couldn't do it. It was probably a director's decision to keep the accent in each of those things.
Maybe.
I won't rule it out. I think she does have a... And I stuck with Peter Jackson's look. Rivendell choice of dark hair. You know, I imagined
she's
dark hair.
She's olive, more olive though. She's not fair. And Arwen is described as the fairest, not only in complexion, but in beauty.
But she's very beautiful. Super fair.
Stop it. My Arwen is an really lesser known actor. She's from Vampire Diaries. Her name is Phoebe Tonkin. And I don't know.
She's got the look. I don't know anything about her acting.
Her acting is, she can be really dramatic.
Darren just showed us a picture. We didn't know
who it was. Look up who Phoebe Tonkin is. I think she's really, really pretty. I mean, I think she's just like she can be like an elegant kind of...
Have you seen her? Have you seen Vampire Diaries?
I watched a few screen tests of her and a few trailers that she's in, and no, I think she could pull it off.
Huh.
I don't think it'd be that hard of a role acting-wise. She'd have to be like a romantic kind of...
That one's hard to throw shade at
you, but Gal Gadot
man.
Couldn't do it.
I didn't say that.
Darren, it's not that hard of a role,
no.
He doesn't think Gal Gadot could do it.
Accent-wise, I don't think so. I think she has the chops acting-wise, but I think she'd be a good match with him. I think they'd be good together.
Yeah, and I did make it older. I did Gal Gadot based on Christian Bale or Andrew Lincoln.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Elrond.
Oh, you might dig my Elrond.
Okay. Oh, I hope.
Michael Fassbender.
Oh.
Really? Look at him.
Well.
Look at him.
Okay.
I see it more than...
He's strong.
I don't know if I see it more than Boromir. Let me give him...
I see it more than Boromir.
No.
Because if I were going to put Michael Fassbender anywhere, he would be the best Elrond. He's got that strong elegance.
In his universe.
Can we...
Karen Gillan is the daughter of Michael Fassbender.
I wasn't choosing him. Okay, maybe I should have looked into that more. I was just choosing for the role.
Yeah, that's fine. I understand that. That's like a
He's got the elegance, he's got the strength, and he's got like the acting chops to do I don't know, the role. I think he's got
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
It's okay.
I think he's got it.
I actually put you got to shave him. And just focus on his features. But I actually did Daniel Day-Lewis as an Elrond. I think he could act it well. And I think I was just as I was looking at kind of just some images.
I'm trying and I can't put it there.
I can't
no,
either.
I think he could do really well.
Huh. Interesting.
Hmm.
I mean, like I could see him in it, like I guess, like I could picture it, but like I would never choose him.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. Yeah, I chose a classic British actor. I chose Ralph Fiennes for Elrond. Voldemort.
No.
Mm-mm. Why not?
The nose.
He has no nose. Because Voldemort.
He lost his nose for that role.
I don't think.
Everyone said that about Hugo Weaving and his eyebrows.
Hugo Weaving was great.
Oh, he was fantastic. What I'm saying is early on they're like, won't it be distracting?
No, I don't think they said that.
I'm sure they said that. I'm sure there was conversations. I think Ralph Fiennes would be British and because he can be very kind of, you know, illustrious and
I see it.
I think
that might be the worst Elrond.
Okay, calm. That's absolutely.
I would actually have to agree.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course you're gonna agree with. Shut up.
Of the three Elronds,
I think that's the least Elrond. You could have thrown him in as Gandalf and it would have been better.
Jared, we're having the roughest time with your casting choices.
Oh, yeah, and yours are any better. Don't even say anything.
You mean, you're the only problem you've had with mine were Karen Gillan.
I've had more than problems
with... I have a really big problem with Karen Gillan. I've
had a few problems.
I don't know. I want to look at a big... I liked Jaren's Aragorn. I'm not going to go through each and say what I liked of each of yours. We won't do that. We're, like, getting really personal.
You guys are like, oh, my... Anyway, okay, so now let's do... are Saruman.
Mm-hmm. Jay.
Oh, my Saruman, I have two. Donald Sutherland.
Oh, great.
Donald Sutherland?
I can see it.
Fantastic.
And Jeremy Irons.
Nice. Dude, Jeremy Irons was so on my list.
You just took mine.
Did
Saruman
I really?
Is Jeremy Irons.
Oh, you guys did Jeremy Irons both. Yeah. That's awesome.
Also, I played with Donald Sutherland for either Gandalf or,
They both got, like, those eyes, like, those looks.
I think.
Jeremy Irons could be evil.
Saruman was the first person I casted. He was the easiest for me.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Jeremy Irons got on my list, but then I liked it. I thought he was a little too handsome. And I was picturing beard, kind of wizard. Mm. I chose Charles Dance.
Who is Charles Dance?
He's the Lannister dad in Game of Thrones.
Huh.
Just look up Charles Dance.
Yeah.
And I think he could be great Saruman.
He's
got that old British. He's really scary. He's like a scary guy.
He can do it.
Yeah.
He's scary.
He's
good. We're looking at a picture of him, and
that was a good choice.
Good fit. So mine was Jeremy Irons, but
wow, it was pretty resounding. Clearing this air, that was good.
Brought it back.
Okay. We're here. Now let's ruin it with Gollum.
No, we're saving Gollum for last.
Oh, I will ruin it with Gollum.
I think I
will absolutely.
Job.
No, I'm proud of. I have two. I'm proud of both mine.
I will stand behind all mine, but especially.
I am not standing behind my Gollum. Absolutely not.
Okay, let's do Galadriel.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think, for some reason, I think Jaren and I are going to have the same one.
I also have two. I also have two for Galadriel.
Maybe not now.
You can have this so...
he's fine. He's fine.
First one is Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
That was mine.
That was mine and I changed it because I knew you guys were going to do it.
I had Tilda.
My other one was Charlize Theron.
No, I did not choose that. That is a good casting choice.
I like that.
She's elf-like and can be scary.
I chose Tilda just because I think she nails that other world. She is an actual alien.
She's an actual alien.
Why I did not eventually choose Tilda Swinton, because Galadriel is supposed to be the most beautiful.
I think Tilda
elf.
Can be beautiful.
Not that.
She's otherworldly beautiful.
She's otherworldly.
Which is elvish for me.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think like...
But that's also why I chose Charlize Theron, is because Charlize Theron is gorgeous.
I think that's a better one than Tilda for me.
So
I chose Tilda.
I had to choose two.
Okay, mine, obviously Eli's is Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton.
Mine, you might have to stretch your brain a little bit on this one, but I think that she can do it. I chose, because she's tall and beautiful, Rosamund Pike.
No,
Galadriel.
Oh my gosh! I thought about that
honestly, and I don't know. I think
because I saw her in Gone. You see her in Gone Girl, and she can get really scary and crazy. But she's very beautiful, and she speaks really drawn.
She's
out,
beautiful.
And she's
I honestly
elegant.
Thinking of that, I would put her as Eowyn before I would Galadriel.
No, she's too pretty.
I don't think she's. What's the word I'm looking for?
Delicate enough?
Maybe delicate. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if delicate is the word. I think she's a little too. And having a hard time saying this without, like, being offensive.
Defaming her.
Yeah, like, I just think she's not lerpy enough.
She's very tall.
No, she's tall, but she's also got. She's womanly. And I think Galadriel.
Kate Blanchett's plenty womanly.
Well, they kept it contained, I guess, but and I don't want to spend too long on that.
Yeah.
But I see Rosamund Pike as more of an Eowyn than a Galadriel.
I don't. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I looked at her and I was like, she could maybe do it. Like, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's save. This is gonna be just a horror show talking about our golems.
I'm proud about both my golems.
Okay. Jason, finish us off. Grand finale here. Who's your golem?
Gollum.
Jason's so sad.
He does not want this.
Look at this picture of Eowyn Rayon. Eowyn Rayon.
Oh, from Game of Thrones.
From Game of Thrones.
I can see it.
The reason I chose him is because he looks exactly
like Andy Serkis. He
looks exactly like Andy Serkis.
I like that.
That's why I hate that. I chose him though. I wanted to choose someone different that didn't look like Andy Serkis.
No, that's okay though. I think he could do it. I think he could be a creepy, sniveling little thing.
I had two.
Interesting.
I kind of went two different directions. Well, not basically age directions.
Okay.
One, and I haven't seen it. I'm just basically taking it off his ability to be creepy. Bill Skarsgård.
You took mine.
Yeah. That's good.
And, Bill Skarsgård is my golem.
Yeah.
Because I think he can do the physical acting.
He's got really good physical acting.
I think he could have the eyes. Yeah. It'd be a totally new take, but I think it would be the right new take.
Yeah.
I like that.
Bill Skarsgård is mine. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Solid. And my other one, if we wanted to do even more different, just with age, I mean, because Gollum is a little more robust.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Gollum. I'm recasting all of Lord of the Rings with Daniel Day-Lewis'
character.
What a challenge for him. Willem Dafoe.
Oh my gosh, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that.
Interesting.
Because he is so creepy.
I do see it. I do see he could be really good.
Yeah. I was happy with both my golems.
He's older, obviously.
Yeah, that's the thing. It would be a different.
Imagine this. Bill Skarsgård's body. Willem Dafoe's voice. Okay.
Say what you will about the Death Note movie. His Ryuk was really good.
From the things I've seen, it's really creepy.
Willem Dafoe did great.
No, he's a creep. Yeah, no disputes that.
I'm okay. Yeah.
So I think for this whole thing, I think we're like 50-50 hit and miss. I think we hate half of each other.
Yeah.
We're okay with
that. We had a hard time with a lot of them and liked a lot of them.
Probably the hardest time on average was with the Hobbits.
The Hobbits, yeah. We really had different visions.
So, I honestly, you got to hand it to Peter Jackson and his crew. They nailed cast. It.
Maybe they nailed it just because they were the first ones to actually. Right. Maybe, we would have nailed it in another.
True. In another realm.
Yeah. I want to point out, too, that I was basing a lot of what I did off of the movies. I was heralding back to them. But if someone was to make it new, really new, and update it, it's likely that they would have included, for today's world and today's rendering, I think it's possible that they would have included some diversity.
Yeah,
in the cast,
a total reimagining,
and
in
I
a way that you would.
And
think.
I thought of that, and I, thinking of that, if we want to make, well, I don't know, I think Idris Elba could have been a good Aragorn.
I was gonna say that.
I thought of black actors, and I was like, you know what? In a different world, we could use a lot of really good black actors.
I think he could have been a good Idris,
he was one of my choices.
But I think Idris Elba could have been a good Aragorn. I think
there's plenty of black actors that could,
and not just black.
John Boyega could have been a Hobbit.
He could have
actually probably. Yeah, he'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
But something like that, I just think, mm-hmm. and we did consider. I personally just was basing it off of the movies previously, and so you never know. But sure. I think.
But okay, there it is, guys. Wow, I don't think we've ever disagreed so much on an episode.
That was gnarly. That was. We were all pretty unified on some of these and did not agree at all.
Completely in disarray on some of them.
The Hobbits was just a bloodbath.
But I had fun. So I say we do this again later on. So let's recast other movies in the future. Okay, well, let's wrap this up with a good little unrelated.
Tell us what you think. Also, interact with us. Maybe there's someone we didn't consider. So
give me a call.
Just say.
Absolutely. But let's get unrelated.
Let's do it.
Unrelated. Kind of sound like the ding dong ding dong. Okay. So for my unrelated. All right. So you got to pick someone to give the best man speech at your wedding. Be your best man at your wedding. And it's either between Harrison Ford as Han Solo or Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. Who is giving your best man speech at your wedding?
So either way, it's going to be kind of mean.
Yeah.
It's going to be
pretty cantankerous.
Yeah, absolutely. So Eli.
He is such a crotchety old man, by the way.
He is a crotchety
mean.
Old man.
He is. He's cruel. Okay, so Eli.
I would say Indiana.
Why?
He's used to, I don't know, he can present information eloquently. He's a teacher, he's a professor, and I think he is a gifted orator when it comes to those sorts of things.
Teacher.
And I think with his perspective, and he's so knowledgeable. Like, he's such a smart guy. Mm-hmm. I think he could provide a touching tribute.
I think he has less pride.
Yeah.
And I think that, yeah, he would be more prone to give a compliment.
Yeah.
Instead of just completely just
I feel like Han Solo would, like, you couldn't even rely on him to show up to your wedding. Even if he's your best friend, like, you don't know if he'll even be there.
Right.
Yeah.
Who did you say?
I'm with Indy.
I disagree. I say Han Solo because I think it would be a little funnier than Indiana Jones. I think his would be a little more factual and a little more, like, here we go, you know, fact. Whereas I feel like Han's would be a little more, get more laughs and maybe be a little funnier.
At your expense.
I don't think he would.
Sounds like my family. Sounds like
a best man speech we would give.
Yeah. I think either of you, which you probably will both give speeches, it will be Indiana Jones and Han Solo, Eli and Jen. So this is a preliminary. Hmm. Okay. Sweet.
Not bad.
Actually, sorry. Change my answer. Shia LaBeouf from Indiana Jones.
Indy's son.
With a fencing display. Yeah.
And oh my gosh, that movie.
Okay, stop. We're not going to do that.
John Rhys Davis.
From
Indiana Jones.
This isn't a free-for-all, guys.
A phenomenal best man.
He would give such
sheets.
A good fancy.
Oh. Sala?
Yeah. John Rhys Davis, just in general. Probably, I mean, Sala for sure.
Yeah.
But John Rhys, have you heard him, like, just in regular interaction? He's just this thespian, like, I would have him do the best man speech.
Somehow this has been hijacked.
Jay, keep going. Who else?
Stop.
Short round.
Okay, I'm done.
I would have...
Mr. Jones! Get out. Stop. You're monsters.
Short round?
Worst speech maybe ever. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Please subscribe, rate.
The blonde. What's her name?
Who are you talking about?
From Last Crusade.
Yeah.
Okay, Capshaw.
Is that what?
That's her name. Oh, the German woman from.
Yeah. She could do a good one.
Can we wrap this up, please?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to.
I want the guy who gets his face melted off.
Please.
Oh yeah. Oh, I bet, Dr. Jones Senior. I think.
Oh, Dr. Jones Senior could do a great job. I want the kid that's in his classroom at the beginning of Temple of Doom.
Mm. I want the girl that blinks. I love written.
Are we done?
Eyelids.
Can we please?
It says I love
send
you,
this flaming plane to the ocean.
If Indiana was flying that plane, we would be safe. Right,
we would be fine. Right, actually, if Han was flying it, we would also be safe. He's a good pilot.
Yeah. And we just considered Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Are we done?
You know, Harrison Ford could fly to my wedding.
He actually is a pilot.
Yeah. No matter where it is, he could fly to my wedding.
Wow. Is that it?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Again, please rate and subscribe.
Find us at Comic-Con. Thanks again, Salt Lake Comic-Con, for the passes. We're so excited.
So excited.
We're going to talk all about you.
Yeah.
Send us an email at everyfanforhimself@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at EFFHpodcast.
And if you want to follow our personal accounts, you could probably find them.
Yeah, it's not hard.
But I'm Jaren Jolly.
I'm Eli Webb.
And I'm Jason Kenney.
Have a good one. Till next time.
I bet C-3PO would actually have a really bad best man speech.
He would have a bad best man speech.